The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
This is Amanda LaPlante, and you're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. With me today is Joy Milner of the Fit and Food Connection. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
I am so happy to have you here. I want to give a quick shout out before we jump into today's topic. This Get Real to Heal broadcast is underwritten by AFC Urgent Care across from the Brentwood City Hall at South Brentwood Boulevard in Litzinger. We were just talking about this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I talk a lot about preventive health care measures on the show, but there are situations that can't be avoided where you just absolutely require a physician's attention. I know I had this earlier this week. I had some stomach pains. It was bad. And wow. I looked at Carly was there. My assistant, and I was like, yeah, I think it's time to go. So they took great care of me. Everything good. Is going to be okay. I'm good.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's good news.
I'm good. But they were amazing. No, yeah. And so AFC Urgent Care is the perfect place to visit for those needs. They have physician on staff. AFC Urgent Care handles non-life-threatening injuries and illnesses, performs x-rays, even lab services in-house. So it was great because I got everything done right there. I knew that I was all right and I could head home. And just
That's
wait
a
it
good,
out.
Good ending.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And not eat Spetzel again. Sorry for any Spetzel fans out there. So you can visit AFC Urgent Care 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and on weekdays and 8 to 5 on weekends. Yeah. Big help for them. Having them as a sponsor in the show has been very, very helpful. They're great underwriters and supporters of holistic health.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
we need
yeah.
people, a lot more people like that.
Absolutely.
Sure.
So Joy Milner, tell us about the Fit and Food Connection. You're doing some amazing work.
Thank you, Amanda. I appreciate that. Basically, I have always been a fitness and nutrition professional. And about 8 years ago, my youngest child was going off to college. And like most moms, I'm like, what now? So I decided to take my millions of blessings that I've been given in this world and my passions of wellness and go out and spread the love. And I was inspired to knock on a door in a North St. Louis child center and said, can I put a little sign up and see what moms will come and teach a little fitness class? And that's how it all started. I started getting a following. I started empowering people with confidence through wellness and decided to form a nonprofit. I met my partner, Gabby Cole, who was delivering food in North St. Louis, and we formed the Fit and Food Connection 2014. And our passion is to go out into low-income communities and get people healthy, empower them with what they need to feel better and help them reach their health goals. And it's just so rewarding. It gets me out of bed every day. It keeps me smiling.
Oh, that's amazing. So it's good for you. It's good for the world. And you've got volunteers from all over the world.
This
is a local outreach primarily,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. So we serve all low-income communities throughout St. Louis. We have two basic programs. We have a food access program that consists of our healthy food pantry delivery and our organic community garden. And then we have our wellness program that is our group fitness sessions, our group nutrition seminars, and then our one-on-one program where we work very closely with individuals, taking them grocery shopping, showing them how to food prep, customizing exactly what they need to reach their health goals. And we are small. We're growing like crazy. We now have a few employees, thank goodness, but we really have the most incredible team of angels. I just literally flew in from Cincinnati, who I brought from Uganda, my little man who runs our calendar of events for our website. He spent Thanksgiving with my family. I met him volunteering for the organization all the way from Uganda. We would sit out with his little computer under the moon and talk to each other. The woman that helps me with social media lives in Russia, all over the United States. And I honestly don't know if it's our client success stories or these angels that I get to see all day, every day from all over the world that help this city. It's beautiful.
Well, and it feels like when you get an alignment and you're doing good in the world, things align to support you, right?
Absolutely.
So when you say angels, yes. I believe there's something to that.
And I have that belief every single day, from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed, that we are all angels. We are all here to support each other and love each other and hold each other up and work with our strengths and weaknesses. And I refuse to let any other information enter my brain. It doesn't matter what I see, what I hear, what I feel. That's my job, is to help people break down this big, scary world and all the stress that we deal with and find that beautiful flower that's lying underneath there.
Being a light.
Yep. That's what it's all about.
So a lot of the communities that you're going into, we would term them food, and you say fitness deserts as mm-hmm. well. I had never heard fitness deserts, but it makes sense. When we talk about a food and or a fitness desert, what does that mean?
That means that if you were up in the sky, like looking down at our city geographically, you would just see an abundance of areas where there is so much going on. You've got gyms and you've got wealth and you've got access to so many things. And then you have areas where there's just not a lot of anything. We take that for granted. People don't realize how separate that makes our city, and people living in these areas, what it's like to not be able to have a grocery store, or maybe a small grocery store that's within a couple miles of where you are has nothing healthy on the shelves. I mean, we take that for granted, what it's like to see some of these Quick Trips and these grocery stores in these areas that don't even have anything healthy. So there's no gyms. There's not a lot of access to things that set you up for success. And if they are, they're usually far away and they're more expensive. So that's why we have a healthy food pantry delivery. We bring healthy food to you. That's why we come into your home and into your world, and we educate you in your communities, so that we try to break that gap of the access and the limited access that people have, and really try to bridge everyone together, saying that if I want to get healthy, I want that opportunity. It doesn't matter if I don't have a lot of money, or I'm not near locations that have that, or maybe I just can't afford it. So that's really what we do. We try to bring it all together and just make those areas stronger and more unified, and feel as though they're closer to and have access to facilities that offer wellness options.
Well, and I know some of the other things that you're doing in those areas. So you teach yoga, among mm-hmm. many other things, right?
Yes.
Mindfulness, meditation, lots of ways for people to settle and ground themselves. And I say that because one of the challenges that are faced by folks in these areas is safety, right? So I've heard people say before, well, you know, they should just get out and walk. If people don't have access to gyms, they should just get out and walk. Well, mm-hmm. when you're living in an area that might be unsafe,
correct,
that does not solve the problem, right? And then, of course, with that, you know, not only are there challenges in having access to the fitness and the food and the activities that they need, right? So it, from a holistic health perspective, I'm looking at it and going, okay, you know, unaccessible healthy food, right? So probably eating an inflammatory diet, which means it's getting into the gut. It's messing up some neurotransmitters anyway, right? So people are already going to be a little bit anxious, a little bit inflamed, have some health issues mentally and physically, possibly starting to come up, depending on their susceptibility. And then we add on top of it just the stress of the environment.
Right.
And, you know, so for anyone that really hasn't sat to just think about what that reality would really be like, what is that really like? You know, that really hits home for me to sit and really think about the mindset that would creep in
right.
without support to show ways to settle ourselves back into the body and to ground and to have a positive way forward.
You hit the nail on the head. That's right. We teach a lot of holistic healing and education. So if we ate right and we didn't exercise or we were stressed, our body's still producing cortisol and all these physical symptoms, our body doesn't know the difference. So we teach a lot of mindfulness, mindful eating, positive thinking, setting small goals, how important sleep is, all these things that make you feel centered and holistically healthy. One of the things we spend a lot of time teaching is small changes yield big results. So you can change your life in 5 minutes. You know, so many times we say we want to lose 50 pounds, or we set these huge goals every day and we set ourselves up for failure. So what we like to do is say, like you just said, maybe walking is not available or it's scary. You can do 5 minutes in your house. We teach people how in 4 minutes you can change your life. Make small steps. Start with cutting down on carbohydrates, eating more vegetables, drinking more water, doing 5 minutes of exercise, spending 2 minutes breathing and doing something that makes you feel positive and all these little bitty things. And then when you do that, you're like, wow, I can do this. So if I've done 2 minutes or 4 minutes of exercise, or if I've spent a little time de-stressing, it just all transforms. It gets this big ball rolling. And before you know it, you really get that attitude, I can do this. And that's our goal. And then once we get people started with that confidence, we just watch how it just transforms like a flower opening in all areas of their life, in their job and in the relationships and with their family. So instead of this huge approach of, I can't do this, this is too big, let's start from the inside out and set baby goals. And we do that holistically through all different types of wellness.
I love that. I do that with my clients as well. And it is so magical, isn't it? To just watch people just blossom. Blossom is a great way to put it.
Their little light bulb turns on.
Yeah.
And it's just, it feels so good. And just, it's my passion. You know, there's so many people that walk around just beaten down because they think things are too much large for them. They can't handle it. And so we give them the tools and the steps just like you do, and just watch how it transforms. And then the best part is some of our clients then become leaders in the community, and then they're empowered. You know, once you know when you want to tell your story, then they start talking to people and showing them how they can do this. And that's the best part of all, because we're mostly volunteer based. We can't be there for everyone. So we have to teach you a way of life that you can do so we can go help other people. And so to watch that cycle continue forward from our clients is just the most beautiful thing. It's what we need.
Oh, that ripple effect is amazing. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, it makes it all worth it.
Absolutely.
So what are some, you know, you talk about people blossoming in the program. Is there anyone that comes to mind? And I know, mm-hmm. you know, without dropping a name, but just give me a scenario.
So many. I mean, I had a woman come to me about 7 years ago, and she had just had surgery from having a 10-pound tumor in her belly. Mm. And she wasn't healthy. She got a total health scare and heard about us, understood everything we're doing is free. She's very low income. And so I started working with her, and not only has she lost 60 pounds, but she is such an advocate now. She helps me in my class. She's kind of become one of some of our class leaders, and she'll help me set up and take down the equipment and give people advice. And she's been an employee at one of the libraries in North St. Louis for like 40 years. And so people know now, they come to her for health advice. And stories like that of people that just don't know where to turn, and then they hear that there's an opportunity. Everything we do is free. We take you under our wing. We don't just talk at you. We do whatever it takes to help you. And so stories like that, where now not only is she healthy, but she is actually spreading the word and helping others. And that's the best part. So it's not just helping people reach their health goals, as you know, but it's watching, what do you do with it now? You know, we want that lasting effect. We want 5-10 years from now, not only them continue to help themselves, but to help others.
I love that. And I want to say, you know, I've had some people that I've worked with, and then, you know, at the end of the program, they're excited. And, you know, and even some coaches that I went to school with, you know, it's like, get to the end, and if it's not, you know, people start coming to them and asking them for advice because they do see the change in them. And I've had a couple of them say, well, I'm not a doctor. I probably shouldn't talk about. I just want to encourage people, if you have had a healthy transition, if you're two steps ahead of the person that's coming to you, you can give advice. It's okay to give encouragement.
Absolutely. And think about all of us. Like, if we go out and want to buy something or learn about something, we're absolutely apt to go to somebody with experience, right?
Amen. Absolutely.
So for people that have had those hurdles and struggles and now we're on the other side, sharing their story and helping others, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to share that story. It's so great. That's so cool. Well, all right. So, you know, we talked about before the show, just You go out and you do a lot of speaking, right? You're mm-hmm. in the media and you're out and you're spreading the message. And you said you always try to have a takeaway, right? And so we talked about, you know, for this show today, what would be one takeaway that we could give to people? And you mentioned goal setting.
Right.
So and I want to talk about that, but I also want to double back. And I would love for you to share, you know, when you go into a new setting, you know, you're working with a new client in these areas, how do you start, you know, when everything feels so big?
Right.
What is that? Where do you start?
Well, I always start by the positive communication of knowing that they have a health goal, right? I can't help you if you don't want to help yourself. So that's problem number one. People that I'm in front of for the very first time, we've established that they want to get healthy. Either they want to get off their health meds or they're having health issues, you know, whatever it is. And so we always start with a trust. It's a trust. Like, you have to trust me. I can't help you, as you know, if I don't know what you eat, what you drink, what you like. You know, I'm not here to change your life. I'm here to give you small changes and education so you can change your own life. That's what it's about. So we start with education and sharing their food logs and what they like and what are their favorite foods and what do they like to do and what are their weaknesses and are they exercising. So we share a lot of information. And once I establish that trust and get inside their life, then we can start saying, okay, don't be scared. We're not making drastic changes here. We're going to take everything that you do and that you love, and we're going to kind of rotate it a little bit. But most of the time, as you know, it's people truly just portion controls aren't in check, and there's just not enough vegetables and nurturing and water. So we rewire. And then just like you said, we start with small goals. That's what it's all about. So what I like to do for a couple of weeks is give people all kinds of options. So day one, how about we start with adding another glass or two of water? Day two, let's add 5 minutes of exercise. Day three, let's not eat after 7 p.m. Day four, let's look at our plate, what we eat all day, and let's rearrange some of the things that we're eating. And so, you know, we challenge with clean eating days. And I just believe that if we tell people, let's take this away and not do it ever again, of course, we're not going to do that. If we like diet soda and we never have it again, we're going to be miserable. So I try to really implement very small goals. And eventually, after a month or so, we get a pattern of things that really feel good and work for them. And so I'm just a huge believer in goals, small goals every day. It doesn't matter what it is. Maybe it's getting out of bed with a smile. So we encourage them through eating and through exercise and through positive thinking and all these things holistically that we do of every single day is some kind of a wellness goal, at least definitely over the first month.
And I love what you said there, you know, in terms of adding in more. We're going to add in. That's, you know, because so many different approaches to getting back on track with health, and they're deprivation, they're taking away. And then, of course, there's going to be backlash eventually. If you keep taking away, you know, there's this sense of deprivation, and we're not designed that way.
Well, and that's why I think people are really afraid to even start the process, because they believe they're going to be miserable and they believe they're going to be deprived. And so opening yourself up just to learning about what the options are, you know, I think is an amazing opportunity. So opening yourself up to vulnerability and saying, I trust you to make those small changes and know that it's not going to feel miserable. You know, we want it to feel good. We do a lot of seminars on fast food the healthy way. And just basic grocery shopping education. You know, we want you to feel empowered. Knowledge is power, right?
Okay, tell me about fast food the healthy way.
So we have a really successful seminar that we love where we've chosen 6 fast food restaurants and we take a look at their nutrition labels. We look at their calories, their portions, and we talk a lot about what do you like? You know, if you're craving a hamburger and you don't have money and you're driving through Burger King, that's fine. I'm not ever going to take that away from you. To tell you to not eat fast food is ridiculous, because if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. So why don't we do it the right way? Are you craving a hamburger? How about, are you craving French fries? So let's say whatever it is, a Wendy's large fry could be 520 calories, where a kid's is like 120 calories. So then we start looking at the numbers. And once we really look at the numbers, it's like, wow, if we portion control and mindful eat, if I'm craving my French fries, I'm going to get a kid size. I'm going to really slow down. I'm not going to multitask while I'm eating and, you know, talk on the phone and do a million things. I'm going to taste them. I'm going to feel them. I'm going to respect what goes in my mouth. And before I know it, I've eaten half of a kid's fry and I feel satisfied. So, you know, basic education, like grilled over fried and, you know, salad over this. But if you want a hamburger and French fries, let's talk about how to do that.
And slowing down to be mindful while you eat it, right? Yeah, I think that's huge what you said there. So I have an 8-week gut health program going right now. And that's one of the things that we talk about, right? Is just slowing down enough. Fast food, I feel like fast food's a double whammy. You know, because when you eat something and you're not taking the time to be present with your meal, there's a whole set of digestive steps or functions that are being missed there.
Right.
And so this food's going in, your gut's not ready to take it, and it can really do some damage. And then on top of that, we're already eating a food that may not be very nutrient dense, might have extra pesticides and other things on it. And so it's just interesting to fall down that rabbit hole and have the discussion. I think that that's a really good approach, though, just, you know, okay, scale back a little bit, you know, get enough to where it satisfies that
exactly.
craving, but you're not overdoing it, and be more mindful. And then as people start to switch, I'm sure that you see this all the time, right? It's like they're still kind of having their French fries doing their thing, but the more that they clean up, the better they feel. And eventually right. they just get it and they don't want that anymore.
Well, and that's you just hit the nail on the head. I mean, I could tell people all day to eat clean, but I mean, no one's going to do that. So if I say your goal today, one day this week is to eat clean and then let's portion control out, eventually they see exactly how they feel. You know, I mean, most people have no idea how bad they feel from the things their body is fighting.
And they have no idea how good their body is designed to feel.
Right. Exactly. So we give them a little taste of everything. And before they know it, it's like, I have so much more energy, you know, and even if I eat less of the things that I want, I had a woman come to me this week with the biggest smile on her face. And she said, for Thanksgiving dinner, I took my little plate, my little salad plate, and I filled it up with everything I wanted. And it was one of the most glorious days I've ever had because I empowered myself to enjoy the meal at probably a third of the portion I would have. So all these little things, it's not that we can't have what we want, but you're right. It's understanding how your body feels and how to slow it all down and treat yourself well.
And same here. I had someone who came to me on Monday and she said, you know, I really enjoyed Thanksgiving this year. And I had my plate and it was wonderful. And do you know, I lost 2 pounds over Thanksgiving. And I was like, wow, but I mean, it's possible, right?
Absolutely.
It's just those little changes.
Well, it's
mindset.
If we start before it happens, so if we're not excited and starving, and then, you know, there's no take backs in this world. I tell people all the time. And so you've got to think before it goes in rather than after the fact. And so understanding what it is that you're wanting from this experience and slowing the whole process down, it can be very rewarding.
Oh, I love that. I love that. All right, so small sustainable changes, mindfulness in many ways. And we were talking about mindfulness around busy seasons of life, right? And
right.
we're in one right now.
Right.
How do you apply mindfulness? You know, actually, and by the way, anybody who's interested, I have a newsletter that goes out every month. Shoot me an email, amanda@amandalaplante.com, LaPlante with an E on the end, and I'll get you signed up for the newsletter. But I had my newsletter go out last night, and I was talking about mindfulness in it for the holiday season, because I found myself sitting there writing it in a funk. I was in a funk. And it's because I had let myself get too caught up in the hecticness, the busyness, all of the other obligations. I had not set effective boundaries. And my mindset was just slipping. And so it was a message to myself.
Well, we all deal with it, right?
Yeah.
But it really, it's just quality and not quantity. You know, I mean, you and I talked about this a little bit, but the holidays are meant to feel good and remind you of the things that you appreciate and your blessings and everything that's important in life. And what ends up happening is the complete opposite. So we're rushed, traffic's terrible, everybody's out shopping, our lists grow larger, and we end up taking less time for ourselves and feeling horrible at the end of it. So my wish for everyone is just touch down, breathe, and understand that you are important through this. And if you want to get out with great goals and the beauty of what it's all meant, then start with a basic goal. Maybe it's 5 minutes of just marching in your house, 2 minutes of breathing. Take time to spend 30 seconds putting on your favorite song, something that makes you feel good. Set a small goal of maybe you're going to drink some extra water and you're going to, after 3 o'clock today, treat your body really well and maybe not do something that you know ultimately doesn't make you feel good. So starting with small goals, once a day, once every other day, but trying to get through this season feeling peaceful and empowered and really soaking it all in and looking at the positives and not negatives, but that starts with us feeling good, taking care of ourselves.
And wouldn't that be great? It would be like when we were kids.
Oh.
You know, you remember what it felt like when you were a kid? The holiday season.
Yeah, all you got to do
was
open presents and be pampered and be the center of attention. And yeah, so my wish for everybody is that we just go into this next month setting ourselves up for success and what it's going to take to reap the benefits and the beauty of what this season was meant to be. And it all starts with taking care of ourselves, small, small goals.
And, you know, about the power of breathing, because there are people that come to see me for the first time. One of the first things that I do with my clients is give them some breathing exercises, work on meditation. Yes, it's about the food. A lot of it's about the food, right? But there are so many other things that are so important. And yeah, breathing is just absolutely magical. If you haven't done it lately, try it. You might think you're breathing right now, but...
And we do. I always start every class with a 2-minute session where we breathe in positive thoughts and we exhale out stress and clutter from our brain, just really focusing on breathing and goodness and letting out all that stuff that we harbor in our brain. And for sure, if there's something in your brain that you can't control immediately or act on immediately, breathe it out, let it go, and just start clearing that fog and clutter that we often walk around with. It does not help us at all.
Joy Milner, it has been so wonderful to have you on.
Love it. Thank you so much. And thank you for all the great work that you do.
How can people, thank you. How can people reach out to you and support your organization, volunteer, sure. get help, receive help? You know,
yes. I mean, yeah. Every penny gets people off of our waiting list. We are www.fitandfoodconnection.org has all the information on our website, our programs. I would love people to come make a difference with us, donate, volunteer, learn about what we're doing, and just help get behind this so we can continue helping people. Thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, you bet. Thank you for all that you do. This has been Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. For more information from me, feel free to reach out online at amandalaplante.com or give me a call at 314-583-6749. I've got a newsletter that comes out every month. I would love to have you on that list, so just shoot me an email, amanda@amandalaplante.com. And I've got an 8-week gut health program that's launching here in just a couple of weeks. So if you want to clean up your gut health, if you've got some inflammation issues, you want to lose some weight, maybe you've just been in a funk for a while, just anxiety, depression, things like that, I can help with that. So give me a call, get online. We've got a special offer going on that program. And I've also got a 6-month Retune Your Hormones program. That is a fantastic program for women's. There's just so much you can do holistically with the way you eat, the way that you live, to get things back in balance and feel better. Just feel better. So great opportunities there. And then, of course, I also partner with Apollo Cardiology in Clayton for one-on-one coaching. I love you guys. Go make it a great day.